I will open my sermon this morning with the words of an esteemed theologian colleague of mine. Quote, "My topic today is the purpose of theology. We must always keep our purpose in mind. Our purpose as students is understandably selfish. There is nothing better than being in a class where no one knows the answer." These wise opening words are by Lucy from Peanuts. And speaking of Peanuts, let me share another quote with you. "You're a good man, Charlie Brown. You have humility, nobility, and a sense of honor that is very rare indeed. You are kind to all the animals and every little bird. With a heart of gold, you believe what you're told, every single solitary word. You bravely face adversity." Remember that football? "You're cheerful through the day. You're thoughtful, brave, and courteous. You're a good man, Charlie Brown. You're a prince, and a prince could be king. With a heart such as yours, you could open any door. If only you weren't so wishy-washy." Friends, today we ask ourselves, what is the meaning of religion? What is the meaning of theology? Theology, the reflection on religion, that core of meanings, the values, the convictions upon which we live our lives that guide us. What is the meaning of religion? Anyone? The meaning of religion is faith.
The meaning of life.
The meaning of life.
Worship.
Worship.
Transcendence.
Transcendence. That's a big word.
Belief.
Belief, grace, spirit.
Community.
Community.
Transportation.
Transportation.
Spirituality.
Spirituality.
Doing the right thing.
Doing the right thing.
Peace,
compassion,
meaning-making,
said the theologian.
Singing,
hope,
love,
being grounded, aspiration,
nature.
Empathy.
Dimension.
Wellness.
Service.
Inspiration.
Creating meaning for lives.
Alliance. Guidance. You all did better than the dictionary. Thank you. The dictionary says, a set of beliefs concerning the cause, nature, and purpose of the universe, usually involving devotional and ritual observances, and often containing a moral code governing the conduct of human affairs. For me, one of the most important definitions and meanings of religion is that it binds us together. It's from the Latin, religare, binding, keeping us together. And that encompasses all that you have said, community, compassion, love, guidance, right? We Unitarian Universalists often have a hard time articulating what we believe in. It's easier to list the things that we are not. Something that being a liberal, creedless religion, well, anything goes, right? And that basically Our liberal religion is a do-it-yourself kit. But I believe that we need to do more than tell people to think for themselves, and we need to provide a way for meaning making, right? To build our own theology, our own moral compass, our own spiritual maps. Richard Gilbert, author of Building Your Own Theology, writes, "If you have ever wondered why bad things happen to good people, if creation is a cosmic fluke, or how Unitarian Universalists can behave virtuously without heaven and hell, then you are in danger of falling into theology. Somehow we have it in our heads that it is un-Unitarian Universalists to do theology because that is what the Orthodox do, right? If truth be known, we are heretics. Heresy, while commonly understood as deviation from orthodoxy, originally meant choice. The heretic is one who both dissents and chooses. Unitarian Universalists are very happy, wishy-washy heretics, aren't we? Theology is usually defined as the study of divine things, but theology is also the stuff of human experience. And if we are living, breathing, hurting, laughing, crying, questing human beings, it is impossible not to be a theologian. And we do theology not to become divine, but to become more human. We are meaning makers and co-creators of meanings, values, and convictions. In 2005, the Commission on Appraisal of the Unitarian Universalist Association published a report entitled Engaging Our Theological Diversity. And that study asked, what holds us together? Where do we come from? Who are we? And how do we frame the world and make meaning? We are a product of a merger of two separate movements, the Unitarians and the Universalists, each with distinct heritages and traditions, who came together to build a free church. The Universalists, similar to early Baptists and Quakers, center their theological focus on the doctrine of universal salvation, while the Unitarians were more concerned with opposing Calvinist doctrines of original sin, predestination, and human depravity. Thank goodness. They differed in theology, in polity, in culture, in social biases, and institutional habits. The consolidation of the two movements focused more on building the institution, creating a common structure, and left the theological differences virtually unexamined. The history of Unitarian Universalism describes the merger as follows. We took two religious movements, each with clear and distinct historical roots, and at least some clear and distinct theological assumptions, such as the oneness of God, the goodness of God, and the universality of salvation, and merged them organizationally without attempting to sort through the theological issues. In fact, we seem to have dealt with the thorny issue of potential theological disharmony by essentially banning all theology from the newly formed movement." End quote. The common religious root of Unitarian Universalism is Christianity, specifically liberal Protestantism, but the relationship of Unitarian Universalists with Christianity is described as more fraught than friendly, less a source of unity than of reactivity and contention. How far have we come since those early 60s? Have we as a denomination evolved into something different from our original predecessors? Who are we today? That conversation, of course, is ongoing. And while we can't say that we have reached 100% consensus, we have built common ground throughout history. We continue to explore who we are individually as well as who we are theologically as Unitarian Universalists. According to the report of the Commission on Appraisal, at the core of our being, we are a grounded faith. We are a faith with roots, grounded in both the realm of history and the realm of ideas. We are an ecological faith. The interdependent web concept of our seventh principle is at the center of our shared worldview. We are a profoundly human faith. Whether we see our charge as loving our neighbor or ending the suffering of all beings, whether a transcendent dimension is part of our worldview or not, our primary focus for religious action is the well-being of this world. We wrestle with our ideas about the human limitations and human power and acknowledge that our understandings are imperfect. We are a responsible faith. At our best, we are able to respond to our deep sense of interconnectedness with both the natural and human worlds. Whatever our source of religious inspiration, we understand that humanity must take its responsibility for the state of the world seriously. We humans have created many of the ills from which we and all creatures on this planet suffer, and our diverse sources of religious inspiration power our will to act. We are an experiential faith. We do not hold on to beliefs that contradict our experience, and we recognize that there are realities that can draw us beyond the present limits of our own knowledge. We are a free faith. We are free both as individuals and as congregations. We recognize the authenticity and integrity of each individual's life journey, and concepts such as building your own theology or composing a faith resonate with us. We are a faith of heretics, from the Greek to choose. We are an imaginative faith. We engage with image and story, garnering wisdom from many traditions and building bridges between them, making a place where creativity can flourish. And we are a relational faith. While we support the individual journey, we ground it in caring community. We are a covenantal faith. We are held together by our chosen commitment to each other rather than by creed. We believe that we need not think alike to love alike. We are a curious faith. Freedom and tolerance have been central to our tradition. Openness is a compelling characteristic that urges us to live into our values of acceptance, of respect, of inclusion. We acknowledge that our perspective is limited, that we could be wrong, yet we are ever open to new insights. We are a reasonable faith, most of the time. We do not ask people to check their rationality at the door, and we encourage the practice of disciplined inquiry toward personal and societal assumptions. And we are a hopeful faith. We are a faith of possibilities, aspiring to be a transformative faith, a justice-seeking faith. We would create a space for the realization of possibility, whether we call it the commonwealth of God or the beloved community. Now, many of us have come into Unitarian Universalism with relative ease, finding a community here of like-minded people. But some of us having to give up the symbols and the feelings and rituals from other religious traditions. This can be frightening or make us feel a sense of loss. We know of Unitarian Universalists who have chosen this faith tradition as a way out of a bitter experience with their own previous church community. But they never had the opportunity
to process these feelings of loss. If the embrace of Unitarian Universalism is only an escape from one's religious past, I believe it's inadequate, it's unfinished. Theological definitions of what one does not believe are hardly an adequate faith by which to live. It is our task to move beyond a freedom from creed and dogma to a freedom for belief, for credo. It is important that we come to terms with our religious past, that we examine it both critically and with appreciation for what we have learned. It's important that we give ourselves the opportunity to process, articulate, and let go of the fear of freedom, of the anger of the past, being able to let go of values that no longer make sense, and cherishing practices that are a source of solace and hope, and that help us to make meaning of our lives, especially during difficult times. Moving from a focus on what we have rejected towards what we have accepted means we can keep what is meaningful and helpful and beautiful to us. Richard Gilbert writes that we cannot put on a new religion history or experience as we put on a new coat. I would add, but we can immerse ourselves in it. Swim in that river made out of so many streams, a river of healing, a river of love, a river that flows through our minds, our hearts, our spirits. To be Unitarian Universalist is to be part of a web made up of diverse strands, a fabric woven by our ongoing theological concerns, by the passions and the sufferings in our hearts, by the cry of a world yearning for freedom, by the power of a calling to heal, to love, to transform. To be a Unitarian Universalist is to be in a constant state of becoming. Earth-centered traditions invite us into a more embodied faith, recognizing the power of ritual and the importance of beauty. Living more fully in our individual and corporate bodies, and therefore more respectful of the body of Gaia, the goddess, Pachamama, Mother Earth. Buddhism offers a more mindful faith, willing to be disciplined, fully present in the moment, and aware of the depths as well as the drama of being. Feminist theology, liberation theologies, and ecofeminism call us to a more prophetic faith, a more risk-taking faith, daring to name what is broken, to challenge assumptions and to take action requiring discomfort and sacrifice, that we might contribute more effectively to the repair and transformation of our world. Our Unitarian Universalist faith tradition calls us to the disciplined embodiment of our values, to be more whole, and to contribute to making the world more whole. Our challenge is to recognize all the different strands we and our Unitarian Universalist faith is made up of, to name those strands in order to gain perspective of our own spiritual journey, and to map those journeys as we continue to learn and grow. Our faith does not ask us to leave our previous religious or spiritual practices at the door. It does challenge us to look into our spiritual backpacks, if you will, to trace our spiritual journeys, to examine them constantly as an individual spiritual practice as well as a collective one. As part of a collective, how do we incorporate all those strands, especially during worship? How do we build the beloved community when there is no one dogma or creed holding us together? Many of us identify as refugees of other religions and will have nothing to do with them. Our faith invites us to embody the wholeness of our being, to constantly construct and deconstruct, to learn and unlearn, to examine our diverse strands and build a more inclusive, a more welcoming vision of wholeness and interconnectedness. Each of us bring a somewhat different perspective and body of wisdom to the circle, to the dialogue. Each of us brings a story, a journey, a yearning for belonging, a hope for making this world a better place right here, right now. As Unitarian Universalists, we are encouraged to be seekers, to be open, and to find in our own stories, our own journeys, the stuff of miracles, of revelation and redemption, of infinite wonder and mystery, and of the deep love for our imperfect, beautiful human selves, our neighbors, our planet, and all our relatives. So for this reason, we will be offering a course on building your own theology. Many of you have already participated in past years. I remember my experience participating when I was a new UU. I had never had the opportunity to talk about the different paths of my spiritual journey, to consider the major life events that brought me to deepening my faith within the liberation theology of the Latin American Catholic Church of the 1970s, pondering being unchurched throughout the 80s, reclaiming my spiritual indigenous roots, embracing the Yoruba orishas, and finding a spiritual home in Unitarian Universalism, and more recently, to discovering the contemplative practice of mindfulness of Tibetan Buddhism. I remember how important it felt to actually grab a marker and make a map to draw my own journey, my spiritual autobiography from birth to the present day, and to share that with the other participants. I learned that our stories matter. So I want to leave you with an invitation to join building your own theology, whether you're new to it or coming back, because I'm sure a lot of learning, a lot of growth, and a lot of questions have happened since then. So just want to give you a taste of the kind of questions we will be talking about. For example, what understanding of God or the divine did you grow up with? If you had to draw the image of God or the divine of your childhood, what would it look like? If you were drawing an image of God or the divine from your youth, being a young adult, what would that image look like? And what would it look like right now? We'll also talk about what life experiences have shaped our beliefs. What were those moments in your life that sent you on a particular path that maybe offer you some kind of spiritual ritual practice that you still employ today to make meaning of your life? We'll do all of that and much more and share with each other. So, beloveds, I invite you to join us when we embark on our next Building Your Own Theology journey. Together, we will engage in mapping the spirit. I'd like to close with the reading, What is Your Theology? By Raymond Baum. What is your theology? You try to say the world the way it means to you, You look at what you live and try to speak it. And the mystery turns into a search for language to tell how it is and what the world has to say about what you mean. We are all theologians. We step, says Wallace Stevens, barefoot into reality. We touch the running water and the rocks. We hurt, we laugh, we grasp in our grasp. We fall and are embraced. We find ourselves in others and others in ourselves. Broken and fragmented, we are driven towards wholeness, towards integrity, toward healing what separates and divides us from one another. Long before we hold any belief about it, we feel the presence of something sacred, something meaningful. Unable to name it, we respond with metaphor, with vision, with decision, and we live as though we knew what the way of the world is. Your theology is your commitment. In Herman Melville's words, it is not down in any map. True places never are. Amen, and blessed be.